Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self, and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, guys. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Note to Self. I have my friend Pia on yet again. Today, we're going to get into talking about how she built her brand, Heaven Mayhem, because the come up feels quick from an outsider's perspective. And I know it was probably really quick for you as well, seemingly so, but I know you've been doing this for a while. So I want to get into the nitty gritty of that. So the point really is of this conversation, Pia and I were just talking off camera. I want you to take Pia's approach and advice and like the reality behind her building a brand that's doing incredibly well and be able to apply it to your own life should this be your journey. Because I feel like sometimes, especially, and I don't want to call out men, but I think sometimes when we talk about business, it's a lot of men-led businesses.
Yeah.
And they make it seem so fucking complicated.
Oh.
When it's really just, it's hard, it's difficult, but I don't think, I kind of want to make it demystify the complication of it all. You know what I mean? So we'll get into that. But right now, usually we start with a little life update and then I'll do a little content corner.
Yeah.
So right now in my life, I was just telling Pia, I am so hungover. The amount of beer that I drank last night.
Beer.
I'm ready for Wisconsin. I'm already ready for Wisconsin.
Why? Are you not going to drink there?
No, I'm ready to drink. There's a lot of beer going on, I've heard. And there's a lot of
Me going
cheese.
The sober route.
Yeah. No, not going sober. Especially baseball games. I'm like, I have to have a crisp cold beer every baseball game I go to. It's my thing.
Never had a beer in my life.
Oh my God. Me and the girls, we last night, my two of my best friends, Iman and Kristen, I get a text in our group chat and they've been wanting to go to this place called Thunderbird that we go to a lot. It's just like a sports bar.
Where is it?
It's on Wilshire. It's in like Santa Monica area, Brentwood area. Kind of bridging the gap. So it's super chill. One of our other friends met us and she was like, this is so random that y'all come here because it's literally just like a random sports bar. But it's close to us. So anyway, we go to Thunderbird. Or that was the plan, I guess, for the week. And Imam was like, all right, we have to go to Thunderbird tonight. I'm deciding it's tonight and we have to do a theme. We've been doing themed.
Like dress up.
Dress up themes.
Oh my God.
So today the theme was, or yesterday was the theme was, your mom just picked you up from basketball practice, but make it cunt. That was all I got. So I was like, okay.
I love this friendship group.
So interesting. The kind of controversial, the previous week's theme was high-end escort Pretty Woman night. And we went to the hotel where Pretty Woman was filmed.
Oh, that's nice.
And we
you
got
can't
to,
go to
like,
the
take
sports
it.
Bar in that outfit.
No, no, no. We did not do that. We actually went somewhere. We went to the west side and went to bars after in those outfits. But I was wearing a full lingerie slip with my fur. Like we're all wearing fur.
Oh,
it was
I
a
love
little
that.
On the nose, but it was so fun. Again, a little bit controversial perhaps, but it was a fun theme. Because we didn't want to call it Mob Wife because we think that's overdone.
Yeah.
So we had, and it had to be sexier.
The Mob Wife, it's crazy because that was like so it for like 3 weeks.
Yes.
And now I'm like.
And now everyone like hates it.
No.
Everyone's like.
Love fur and yes. I still love the eyeliner.
I don't like the name.
I hate the name. And it's offensive or something. I don't know.
It's offensive. I just am like, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't like the name, but I love the aesthetic.
Love it.
So we took it that way. And then we were like, well, we're going to the Pretty Woman bar. So let's just call it like Pretty Woman Night. Mm-hmm. Last night, b-ball theme. I just wore this Lakers jersey that I just got because I went to this thing with the Lakers and they gifted us all jerseys. So I was like, okay, perfect. I'll wear that and some cargos and just like look the part. Iman shows up with a gym bag, like a literal Nike gym bag with her name on it from her old basketball days, I assume.
She's really gone all
in. That was her purse. And in the bag, there was only like, there was her ID, her card, and a game of Uno. And she walked around with this massive gym bag all night, like slung around her shoulder.
Oh my God. You girls are hilarious.
They are honestly so fucking funny. Iman also brought me a gift because I'm kind of obsessed with Shaquille O'Neal.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, think he's so cool. But now I'm like, I wasn't to the level of obsessed that I seem to be now because now everyone just keeps playing up how much I love it. So I have to commit to the bit.
Yeah.
So Iman got me a player card. It's mm-hmm. like a literal just like trading card of Shaquille O'Neal that's like laminated and perfect. And she bought it online. So she got that for me, and I swear it was for the bit.
She's like pre-prepared.
Oh, she brought a whole gift. That was the other thing in the bag that we removed. Obviously, I opened the gift. So the whole night, she used me as a bit, being like, oh my God, fun fact, to anyone that walked up, there was a guy that we tortured uh-huh. the entire night. Like, it was so hilarious for us. And we're like, you're so brave for sitting here. He was talking to my friend Kristen. Anyway, she used it as a bit, and I thought it was a gift for me. And now I'm starting to think it's her way of just like making jokes. So she was like, oh my God, fun fact about Peyton, our friend Peyton here, she's obsessed with Shaquille O'Neal. She actually carries his player card around. Oh. So I had to show all of these. I had to be like, I do have that. It's not what it looks like, but I do have it. So I had to show all the men my player's card. And now that's the rule of the friendship. I have to bring the Shaquille O'Neal card with me.
At all times. How big is it?
It's like the size of a credit card.
Oh my God.
So that's my life update. And that's why I'm so fucking hungover because we just did, I mean, just we drank beer, but we did a couple shots.
Girl, you always do shots.
I know. It's a lot.
You always do them.
I was doing mixed shots, I will say. Everyone else is doing like full-fledged, full shots.
What is a mixed shot? Like a little bit of soda?
Yeah, like a lemon drop shot or something where there's like lemon in it and water, I think. I'm not really sure what's in a lemon drop, but I can't take a full shot of like tequila anymore. I will projectile vomit.
Yeah.
So the girl, we were doing all the things last night. So
that sounds really fun.
It was so fun.
I was like having a conversation with my friend today. I feel so old because like for some reason I don't want to do that. But actually it does mm-hmm. sound really fun. And I kind of wish that I maybe I do want to do that.
I think the thing is when we started making themes,
that
it made
fun.
It more fun.
Yeah.
Like everyone was excited for the theme.
Yeah.
And also like we'll go out on Thursday. I won't go out tonight because I'm fucking exhausted. And then we'll do something wholesome. Like I'm going to go to like the dog park on Saturday mm-hmm. and drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a nice balance of it weirdly makes it wholesome. The outfits that we were wearing were genuinely embarrassing.
Yeah.
But that's the fun part about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not trying to be like hot girls looking for a guy.
No.
It's not like it's just a girl's night.
It's just a girl's night. And we went out at like 7. Mm-hmm. So we got back home early. It was just fun.
Love.
It was fun.
Love.
So that's my life update. That's why I'm so.
Well, you look amazing. And the new hair is amazing.
Thank you. Okay, well, what's your life update? What's been going on?
Oh, what's been going on with me? I just got back from a trip 2 weeks ago and I'm going on another one on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when I come back from a trip, I usually on these trips eat out every night, every single night. Pretty much every single meal is eating out. I don't think I have one meal at home.
Mm-hmm.
I drink a lot. I like do a lot of things, run around all day. Then I come back to LA and I like hibernate, go to the gym and work all day. So I have no real updates. Oh, I got a new car. I got a new car yesterday.
Wait, you told me about the car when we went on our walk like forever ago.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I got it. I'm excited.
That's is it like the car? Is it your Range
the
Rover?
The car.
I feel like the last time you came on, we were talking about relationships. We were talking about like how you wanted to live and being like, I want a new car and I want him to buy it for me or something.
Did I say that?
And then you like 5 seconds later, I like, oh, wait, I bought it myself. Never mind. Yeah, we talked about like living the soft life. And then you actually girl bossed. Really, like, again, as they say, close to the sun, you were opposite of soft life from okay. that point on.
Well, I sometimes, this is like my toxic trait. Sometimes I kind of black out when I speak. I'm like, what did I say?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't remember that, mm-hmm. but.
We're talking about Marguerite.
I remember
thing.
Marguerite vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I got my new car. And then I just been like, I don't know, just living life, mm-hmm. working hard. I try and get a lot of things done, and I try and get a lot of like hard things done, because when I'm away, I find it more difficult to find the time to work, but mm-hmm. I really enjoy it. So I do all the stuff that I love doing when I'm away because it's like fun for me.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that I hate and is tedious while I'm at home, because I'm like, if I don't get this done now, then I can't enjoy my trip.
Yeah. That's a really good tip.
Yeah.
So you're more structured when you come home.
God, yeah.
How is your day structured getting your life together?
My day is, well, honestly, it's not even when my life's together. It's at all times in LA.
Yeah.
I wake up between 4:45 and 5:30, go to the gym, get home, mm-hmm. shower, make my breakfast, start work at 8:30, work till like maybe 5:30, go for a walk, come home, do a bit more work, mm-hmm. go to bed at 9.
Okay.
Every day. I don't see any friends during the day. Like often people will be like, oh, do you want to go to Aloe at like 10? No.
No.
Do you want to go to like the gym? I went to Aloe this morning at 8:15. I'm like, fuck, my day is late.
Yeah.
Like that's it, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have the flexibility that like if I do need to get my nails done at 2 p.m., I can, because mm-hmm. I do work for myself. So like
it
is nice, but I really stick to a very strict schedule.
Yeah. So when you're working, well, also, what about meals? Do you like make like pre-make meals? Do you cook at home?
I cook at home breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. Dinner, I usually order or go out. I'm not very good cook, so I have the same thing every single day.
That's what I do. Yeah.
And then for lunch, I just make it on a Monday and a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have it like it's prepped in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then breakfast takes like 5 seconds.
What do you eat for lunch? And spill right now.
Okay. It's kind of gross.
Okay.
But I've been telling a few people and they think it's gross.
Does
I personally love
tuna?
It. No.
Okay. What is it?
It is just ground beef.
Okay.
And carrots and celery. It's like, it's kind of like a bolognese sauce without the tomatoes and without the pasta.
I mean,
it's honestly a plate of meat.
Ground beef. I know that it sounds gross, but it is so good.
It's
seasoned
so good.
Right. Just.
And I recently saw a naturopath that did all my bloods, and like there's a ton of stuff I can't eat. So that just fits. I like the taste. It mm-hmm. fits in well with what I can eat right now.
Yeah.
And I have energy.
You get your protein in. Mm-hmm. You get, I think like meat has a bunch of B vitamins. So that would make sense.
Yeah.
I love ground beef.
It's really amazing.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
I wish I could be. I've been trying to go towards more plants in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when I do eat that, I am very bloated. Like I feel like I've just always, my whole life, my stomach has been fucked. But I noticed that when I eat like ground beef and stuff like that for protein versus like a plant protein source, I get less bloated.
Yeah, for sure.
And my life is just better.
For sure.
It must be the protein maybe. I don't know. It's hard to break down protein. Like your body takes a while to break it down. So you stay fuller.
But I get really bloated sometimes from like vegetables and stuff.
Vegetables make me so bloated, like salad.
Because I have so much, I'm like in my meat era right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have so much meat, I'm really trying to also be like, I need to have a vegetable with every meal. Like I need to make sure I'm getting in enough veggies.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like worried about that.
You're a meat girl.
Right now, yeah. And my breakfast is chicken sausages and avocado.
Wait, I have been having a lot of chicken sausage and mm-hmm. eggs for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm attempting to add some kind of fruit or veggie in there too.
Yeah.
But sometimes I literally just have the protein and I'm like,
the
I know that's not healthy necessarily.
Gave me like kind of a diet-ish mm-hmm. to follow. And she wanted me to have a few cherries in the morning, like 3 cherries.
Okay.
For fruit. I don't know mm-hmm. why. Like, does that have something in it? I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
I haven't
no,
been
I
following
know.
That part because like,
that's,
to be honest, I've never even seen the cherries. Have you ever seen cherries in a supermarket?
I have bought cherries a number of times,
oh.
but they're like seasonal.
Yes, it's seasonal.
Yes. I love cherries. I actually get them frozen sometimes and put them in keep them in the freezer and then let them defrost a little bit and eat them as like
Ooh.
A dessert with chocolate and stuff.
Oh, that sounds
like,
gorge.
Really good. And it's cheap to buy frozen organic fruits.
Uh-huh.
So that's a hot tip for me.
Hot take.
Hot take. I also realize like what you're talking about when you go out and do fun things and you live your life, like when you're away and then you come home,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what I'm looking forward to doing when I live in Milwaukee. But it's going to force me to, because LA, there's so much to do. And I feel like when I'm here, I want to take advantage of the city and all that stuff. But like, I need to say no more. And Milwaukee's going to be great for that because
mm-hmm.
there's not a ton of influencer events happening in Malibu and like all these places that take up all my fucking time.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a brand is not going to be annoyed with me for saying no because I live in Milwaukee and I can't come.
Exactly.
because if I live here and they're like, it's a brand I want to work with, they're like, well, why don't you just come to the event and talk to us? And I'm like, oh, but I have stuff
I think
to do.
Like sometimes, I don't know, if I said that to someone, they'd be like, eye roll, like you're being invited to this great event. Like, mm-hmm. what's the problem? But I pretty much don't go to any events.
Yes.
If things are in a weekday, in a work hours, I cannot attend. Like for me to drive to Malibu, it's an hour back. It's a 2 hours at the event. That's 4 hours of my work day.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we've got to factor in the getting ready time and all of that.
Yes.
It's like 5, maybe 6 hours out of, mm-hmm. like that's a whole work day. I have so much shit to do. Like I just don't have the time. So like, that's why that's why when I say come back to LA, I'm like, I got to get a lot of things done.
Yeah. My life together.
Yeah.
Also, I have a dog now. So like I went to Malibu yesterday.
Yeah, of course.
And I had to drop Winnie off at daycare because I felt bad leaving her. Because I had to like work in the morning. I couldn't play with her. Couldn't take her to the dog park. And so I took her to her daycare that she like really loves to go to. But that's a $40 experience every day for daycare.
Yeah.
I go out to Malibu. I get ready. I drive out to Malibu. It took me an hour to get there.
Yeah.
I had so much fun at the event, but I left around. It was like I got there at like 4 or 4:30. Left at 6 in the middle of fucking traffic. Took an hour. I'm like, I need to be working. Like, I actually do need to be doing some stuff at home. So I feel like the Milwaukee will be like that. All that's next. Like, that's not going to be a thing anymore. And I'll get so much more work done and just get organized. And I feel like that's what I am looking for in my life. It's
like
time
that.
To organize
and
stability. You know what I mean? So then when I can come out here and I can like do interviews and like be a little bit more glam about things. But when I'm back in Milwaukee, I can just be normal.
Yeah.
That's also cheap to live there. So I'm like, this is great. I'm saving money.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's perfect. So also really close to Chicago. Have you been to Chicago?
Girl, I've been to Vegas, LA, Miami, and New York.
Chicago is fucking amazing.
I need to explore America.
In the summer, it's the best.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really excited.
I kind of want to go in the winter, but I'm like scared of the cold. I lived in London for 5 years, but I'm still like, that wasn't as cold as it gets. Like,
from what I understand, Chicago is like fucking freezing in the winter time. So I will not be going there in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee in March is already cold enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the Chicago weather. But during the summertime, it's awesome. Like it's like mild temperatures and the city is so clean. It's parts of it. It's so nice. So I'm really excited because it's an hour and a half Amtrak ride.
Like a train?
From Milwaukee.
What? That's so convenient.
So convenient. We did that in DC a lot. Took the Amtrak to like New York.
Uh-huh.
And there's Wi-Fi on this train. So like if you take the fast train.
I love a train over a car.
Love. Like, love.
Oh my God.
And I can work on the Wi-Fi. It's pretty inexpensive.
That's
so like
good.
I'm really excited to be
sometimes
out there.
When we're in Europe, we're like driving from place to place.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to look up any option to get a train. I would just so much prefer to sit in a seat and like have my laptop on a desk and like
get up and go to
the toilet and get a snack.
There's something romantic about it too.
I love it.
I love to romanticize the train.
I love the train.
Yeah, we're obsessed. I'm going to be doing that a lot. I love it on the East Coast too. They have so many options for it on the East Coast. What else is I going to ask you? Oh, starting off to Content Corner. I forgot this last week.
Oh, what is that?
Who are you following on social media or what kind of trends are you following? What are you seeing on TikTok that you're liking?
Oh, I had to start a new TikTok.
Okay.
So I have like no followers right now. And I also have such a bad FYP.
Okay.
It's like, it doesn't understand me yet.
Wait, why did you have to start a new TikTok?
Long story. It was to do with my location based in the UK and I needed a US handle.
Oh, got it.
So annoying.
Yeah.
But TikTok, who am I lacking? Oh, I love Dylan Blue's content. Do you know Dylan?
Mm-mm.
She's a really cool girl. She just like is an LA girl. She has a full-time job, but it really feels like she doesn't work at all because her content is like every day she's like somewhere amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just like has a very aesthetic life. I like following her.
Feeling Blue. Okay.
Learning
that one.
Other TikToks. I'm kind of into Pookie.
Okay.
I kind of love them.
Okay.
Like
I like that.
And she wears Heaven Mayhem in every video.
So that's what, you're like, great. Pookie, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, but Pookie never tells anyone that it's Heaven Mayhem. She goes, this is here, this is here, this is here. And
this
silver
is
earrings. I'm like, girl, what, drop the brand.
Yeah.
Pookie, come
Pookie,
on.
Pookie, come on. We expected better from you for this. Okay.
And then Instagram, who do I like? I like normal people. Like, I like when seeing like people's everyday normal life.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever they are. I'm trying to think who I've been saving right now. I can't tell you. I feel like brand founders I'm saving.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
For sure. I want to have more brand founders on, but I also think like sometimes in the podcast space, guests are just overused. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Like every fucking podcast, it's like my podcast has had the same guests on and I don't want to do that, even though it would be informative and easy because I know they want to come on podcasts. But I'm just like, can I get something different going on?
Well, mm-hmm. I'll make sure I say things that are like, maybe I haven't said before.
Now that's
or something.
Pressure. Yeah.
But I know what you mean. It's like, okay, so you're going to say, how'd you start your brand? And I'm going to tell you the exact same story that I've told 10 other people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, we've heard it all before. Like, tell us something different. Mm-hmm. That's why with my podcast as well, I'm like, all right, tell me a morning routine start to finish. Don't skip this detail. I don't give a fuck where you grew up. Like, come on, give us like, you know, we've heard it.
Yeah,
like,
give us some helpful tips. Today's episode is sponsored by Truly. So I don't know if y'all follow me on Instagram or not. If you don't, you should. But you might have seen that I did like a themed girls' night with some of my friends recently. We've actually done two. But the first one we did, we all sat at my house. I had everyone over before and we drank some Trulys. And truly, I feel like it started the night off on such a great foot. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone and more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and a new party pack. So in the party pack, that's the one that I like typically if I'm going to be like hosting. The watermelon flavor, y'all, is so good. I thought the raspberry was my favorite, but I think the watermelon's actually my favorite. But in the party pack, you have 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry. So it has a little something for everyone. You can bring it to wine night. You can have it for hosting at your own house. I always have a pack on me, like literally always have a pack on me at my house. Each flavor is super light, really refreshing, and made with real fruit juice, which is why I think it's so good. With only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolutions. If you're still kicking it, you might as well keep up with it. And that's my opinion anyways. I just think they're all in all a great thing to bring, especially if you're going somewhere with your friends. I just like don't want to show up empty-handed typically, and this always lands. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, let's lead into your heaven making journey.
How
then.
I started?
Yes. Tell me the
how
exact
can I
same story.
Skip that? Do you want me to skip that?
No, I want you to tell us because I want you to give a, I want people to have a really realistic look on the back end, especially because I know you're self-funded.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear more about that because I think that's another thing. There's all these like caveats. I think that when I think about starting a brand, and I know people that are listening think about starting a brand, you just overcomplicate it in your head.
Yeah.
And you think that it's not for you because you don't have the money.
Yes.
Or you don't have
well, let me
people,
start
yeah, like investors or whatever it is. Or you don't have the time, or you don't have X, Y, and Z things. So I want to break down your story because I think it is a very realistic look on how to build something with a small team.
Yeah.
A teeny tiny team. And for, I mean, you didn't have to like invest tons and tons of money into this. So like,
no.
When you started, let's go back to when you started, which is when exactly?
June 2022.
Okay.
Which is about a year and a half ago. Because okay. I really like, you know, people are throwing around dates. I'm like, when?
Yeah.
Like, it's about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And so I started with a vintage kind of style pendant cord necklace that mm-hmm. I was sourced online in flea markets around LA, just like driving around finding them. And then I would hand tie it with suede cord, release my first vintage cord pendant drop in June 2022, mm-hmm. 20 pieces. And then...
Were they all unique because you're
sourcing them? They were all unique. Okay, they were all one-offs. They were all like they were really cute, but mm-hmm. they were just so random.
Yeah.
So random.
You got to start with something and start somewhere. I think that's like the first tip.
The part of the story that I'm like, so to get my website up and running mm-hmm. and to buy all of the stock to do this, because I'd have to buy like a couple and then I'd only choose one or something. I spent around $900.
Okay.
And then I never spent another cent on the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Every dollar I made from those sales, I then would spend buying a little bit more stock and then buying a little bit more of something else and then doing this and doing that. So mm-hmm. I want to like make that so obvious. Like, yeah, it was easy because it wasn't like a really hard vitamin or like a really
yeah.
intricate product that I would need a lot of money to produce.
Yeah, like low overhead. I
yes,
think. Yeah.
Because it was just like a vintage pendant and then I tied it on a cord. Like it was like a you know, a very mm-hmm. small business. But because I was doing it all myself like that, I was able to literally use around $900 and mm-hmm. start the brand. And I've never put another dollar into it. So like, I love to tell people that because I'm like, you really don't need investment. I mean, depends if you're trying to start a vitamin brand, maybe yeah. But
yeah.
like, it's so possible to do it yourself
mm-hmm.
from the beginning.
Something in the creative industry too, mm-hmm. I think is like you got creative, you decided what you want, what was lacking in the space or what you wanted to wear. I think, did you always call it Heaven Mayhem, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay. So you knew you wanted to start at a, did you have the intention of starting a big brand like this or was this more of a side hustle?
I always just wanted to do something for myself. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, I wanted to, I don't know. I mean, obviously I hoped that it would be big, I guess. I didn't even really think that far, I think.
Yeah.
But I had the name and I figured out a name that would work for the trademark.
Yeah.
Like that's my biggest tip as well. I think, you know, this is what I think, Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to start a brand, you either start it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's literally it. Like you can find every reason to stop you. Like, oh, I can't think of a name. Oh, well, that one's taken. I want to call it my mom's name, but you know, it's not possible because her name's Penny. And like, there's 1,000 brands called Penny.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, there's always things stopping people. But I think like, okay, just choose a name that disassociate, just choose a random fucking word.
Yes.
And so like that's what I did, just mm-hmm. choosing random words that I liked. And then I actually chose Heaven Mayhem together because I was like, oh, this works really well. Like I'm doing clothing and jewelry and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want it to be like, oh, when everything's like all, you know, when you're looking like mayhem, your hair's a mess,
yeah.
add some jewelry and it's actually like heaven, you look great.
Yes.
So it worked well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I came up with the name. And then what was your next question?
Well, I kind of wanted to know in the beginning too, like you're starting with a low overhead, so you're mm-hmm. investing not that much money into it. And then I asked, was the goal to create a larger company?
Yeah.
And you said you kind of just like went with the flow. I
yeah.
feel like that's another thing though. One, you're saying just you start it or you don't, which I think is a great like mindset shift a little
yeah.
bit. Like you kind of just have to like get involved. Like you
can't, just have to do it.
Yeah.
Something I say all the time, and I feel like maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but like done is better than perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I had waited for the perfect name or the perfect website or the perfect product, I would never be done.
Yeah.
I would literally never be done. And so at least it's out there in the world. And now I change my graphics every like 2 months because I do it all myself on Canva. And I'm like, okay, this yeah. is fugly. What the fuck was I thinking?
You do everything by yourself. No graphic designer.
No graphic designer.
Oh my God. Well, your branding is amazing.
Thanks.
Your creative direction is amazing.
Oh, thanks. It's like, it's pretty easy. It's just, I don't know. I'll like take a cool-ish photo on the film camera. Then I'll print it off on the printer and then I'll take a photo of that. And so
yeah.
then it looks like really grainy, filmy. And then I'll like mm-hmm. kind of scrunch it a little, scan it back in.
Okay.
And then add a logo. And
but that's a creative
legit.
Process.
Yeah.
That's like a really great creative process. I feel like I usually open up Canva and I'm like, okay, why doesn't it look like I want it to look?
Yeah.
I'll take it through the Tezza app or something. I
yeah.
actually need to do that with Note to Self. I'd like to like create a brand identity outside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with that, but then life just got fucking nuts. So I'm like trying to find the fun in it like that. And you're obviously very creative in terms of the branding of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And also I want to go back to when you say you were investing in stock, you invested that initial around $900-ish.
Yeah.
Where were you finding this stock? Were you still going to like like flea markets and stuff? Yeah. Or was this all still one of one pieces?
This was all one of one pieces with my $900. I bought the cord. I bought some pliers. I bought, I think, the website for like a couple of months, which was $30 a month for a couple of months. So like $900 can get you pretty far. Like Canva subscription, which I'm pretty sure is free and I only just upgraded to pro, like stuff like that.
Yeah,
YouTube,
yeah.
That's free. Like everything. And I had time on my hands as well because I was doing social media. So like, and I also wasn't giving it my all. I'm like, this is a fun thing. Like, let's try this out. And then, you know.
It was a side hustle.
It was such a side hustle. And then, so that was all one of one. And then I found this like dead stock vintage pendant. And then I did a few of that. And I was like, do you have any more? And they sent some more to my house. I opened it and it was the wrong size. They'd sent me small. And I'm like, oh my God, like, no, it's all over. Like people were loving what I was giving them. And like, now it's all over. Like it's the wrong size. Anyway, I was like, this stock, what am I going to do with it? They wouldn't take it as a return. And like, I could have just, you know, taken the loss. And like, that happens all the time in businesses. Like stock's wrong. But I'm like, oh, well, I'll just upload it to the site. That ended up being my best seller for like—
Was it a pendant? The smaller
Yes.
Okay, got
it. And it was like crazy because I did not think it would go well at all. And it really did. I took the photos of it. I tried to like go to Malibu with my friend and it was just not a vibe. So then we ended up taking photos a couple of days later. I had COVID. I put on a top. I'm like, cropped my face. It was dark in my house. We took it on flash on the digital camera. I'm like, crop my ugly face because I literally am so sick. And this photo like pretty much sold those necklaces. Like, I don't really know what happened.
My gosh. So that's another thing. So you're just start is the thing. Invest in yourself, you know, find something that you are. It's almost like starting with a side hustle. And then also just like make whatever comes work.
Yes.
Is the thing I'm gathering from this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make whatever comes work. And also like I could think about that story I've just told you. There's so many moments where I could have been like, well, I have COVID, so I can't do it. Well, I don't have a photographer and Malibu didn't work. So now I need to hire a model and I need a stylist for this and like blah, blah, blah. So many things. But no, like just do it and then pivot later.
Yes.
And when I look back on it, I'm like, that photo, actually, that photo is kind of cool, but like every other photo I took is so fugly. But it's fine. Like, it's all good.
Yeah. I think that also in the beginning of anything, like, I feel like, especially with social media, I have people who ask, you know, how do you get started with social media? There's so much freedom to experiment and figure out what the audience likes. So you could, like, I was talking to someone the other day and they were talking about a video they wanted to do. And they were like, well, what order should I do it in? Should I do like the intro, like a funny clip and then do like a montage and then get to like the interview portion of it? Just giving an example. And I was like, well, why don't you try a couple different formats and see what the audience just likes more? Because when you're starting from the beginning, you can delete shit and do it again. You can like do whatever you want to figure out what you like and what the audience likes from you.
Yes.
And I think that that's what kind of what you did where you're like, all right, fuck it. We're just going to do this because this is what I have. And
exactly.
It's almost like a little experiment.
Exactly. And I was just testing it. And that's like, I was testing it without even realizing, but that's like a strategy that I use now and that brands use all the time. Like you test the market, make sure people are liking it before you invest in a ton of stock or before you invest in like a marketing strategy. So like it did work really well. And I think, it's a great way to do it. Just by like going and seeing what happens.
And trying. Again, done is better than perfect. So just trying things. So when you are, so after this, you know, drop of your most popular necklace, when do you start really seeing things pick up in terms of, because what I saw first, honestly, even from knowing you, was the earrings.
Yes. So then with all of the money that the business had made from the necklaces, I put that into earrings. I'd wanted to do earrings. And so I designed a few and then I was able to like fund the PO, the purchase order of it. And then they launched in April 2023, so like right before Coachella, which was a good time, I think, because, I don't know, LA was just like buzzing. It was a good year last year in Coachella, around Coachella.
Yeah, I think after 2020, LA took us a hot second to like re-become LA again. And I feel like I didn't see it until like at least 2022. And I think we're back now, 2023, like, it's back to the same
vibe. I felt like the energy was good. And then I had a lot of influencers who I'd like just met or never met, but had kind of just started following because I think like they'd see me around on Instagram now because like we live in LA. Either liked the brand or I offered to send, but I really didn't send to that many people, but everyone was really kind and like, oh yeah, we'll post for you. And then it just kind of picked up from there. But even like I remember like a year, not even a year ago, like 8 months ago, I was like sitting in the car with my family. And I'm like, how do I just get more sales? And they were like, yeah, that's like the question on everyone's lips. Like,
you're like, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Okay? I'm like, but like, what's the answer? And it's just so funny because sometimes I like imagine like, oh, if only I can like get it on this person or do this or do that. And then now I'm there or like way more than that. And I'm like, whoa. So
it happened really fast too. Again,
it happened really fast, but it doesn't really feel that fast because I just have been working. But if I look at my life a year and a half ago versus now, I'm like, wow, times have changed. I was having a conversation with my friend. I'm like, in the 2 years since I moved to LA, I'm a different person. Like everything about my life is so different. Like my priorities, my values, just like how I spend my day. I feel like my brain, everything.
Do you think that that's with age or success or with Los Angeles? Like, what do you think? Is it all those things together?
Yeah, I don't know if it has much to do with LA, but I definitely think it has a lot to do with age and like working for yourself. And really, I mean, I previously worked for myself, but I think now I'm like legit working for myself.
Yeah.
And now I have people that work for Heaven Mayhem. I'm like, oh, we got to work because you got like, you got your bills to pay.
It's
like,
so scary to be responsible for people's bills.
Yeah.
That's
it is.
Scary. That's, don't want to like bring that up to you and like you get more stressed. No, like, it is scary.
It's fine. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So also another thing with the earrings, I was thinking about this the other day because I'm seeing them on everyone and I'm like, they kind of market themselves because it's so close to someone's face. They're going to be in every photo.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Necklaces will be the same. Jewelry is just, it's like that more so than makeup because it's like your branded item is right there. And also like I had seen people do almost refurbished looking like vintage pieces before. And it's something when I went to flea markets and stuff like that, I would try to find earrings exactly like Heaven Mayhem's earrings, but I couldn't really find them new where they kind of still looked vintage. And there was such a space for that that I didn't even realize, I guess, because I was just like going to flea markets and doing the consumption of it all, not thinking like, oh, I could sell this.
I also didn't really realize there was such a space, but I think everything I've created, I've really liked. Like at the time, I really wanted to wear those pendants. And a couple of people said to me like, oh, you know, you called that trend. And like, then I did the earrings. They're like, oh, you really got on that trend. I'm like, is it a trend? Or like, is it
like this?
I just liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
And same with the belts. Like, I just liked them. And now the other stuff I'm doing, I'm like, so I have like such anxiety in my body thinking about it because I'm like, I really want to tell everyone and launch it ASAP, but it's not ready yet. And I just cannot. But like, I think I'm onto something great next time. So I think, yeah, I had no idea it was going to like take off. But that's what I think is important is I really liked it.
Yeah.
And like, you need to create something that you really like, you want to wear, you get behind.
I think like, it's again, also can kind of go into the content creation kind of thing too, where like I have found myself recently in a place where I don't like the content that I'm putting out, not on podcasts, but like on social media. So I was talking to Joe actually recently and he was like, I haven't taken a break in the 8 years I've been doing this. And he was like, you need to take a break. When we move to Milwaukee, you can like do less sponsored stuff. And I'm like,
thanks.
Thanks so much. I'm living the soft life now. We switched. But I feel like when I do really like what I'm putting out content wise, it does a lot better, obviously, but it takes a second. I need to get off of the admin train that I'm on and just getting shit done train.
Yeah.
And actually really sit back and think, what do I want to bring into the world? What do I want to create? But I think it's easy to look at what the audience wants first and have that be your inspiration for creating what you want to create or what you're going to create versus really looking internally and being like, what do I want?
Yeah.
What do I like? And I'm going to make that, even though I don't know if there's a space for it, you know, in the market right now.
Yeah. I think it's really important to like hit that balance. Like, it's very important to me to stay true to the brand identity, which is my identity, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do I like? I'm never going to produce something that I think's ugly, but, or like that I would never wear or something just because it sells well. But I also obviously see what the audience likes and see, I guess, best sellers and like get insights and get reads. And because I've tested the product and I'm like, oh, okay, everyone's really into this. Let's do a mini version of it. Let's do a maxi version of it. So I think like having the perfect balance between both, but there, if, I don't know, if someone came to me and like, oh, you can sell a billion units of this, but I didn't like it, I would never do it.
Yeah, I think that's really smart. So when you're going from the point of selling, you're putting in your first purchase order, you're making the earrings. Who was the first person you saw Heaven Mayhem on, if you remember, and you were just like, shit, like, this is really cool?
Who? I remember Mariana Hewitt did a story and like linked the earrings, which I was so excited about because I was just like, I mean, as soon as she did that, then I'm like refreshing my Shopify. I'm like, how many people on the site?
Yeah.
Like, it's very exciting because, you know, I'm like, holy hell, you're like a huge influencer. You've been around for so long. You're like the OG and you're linking my brand.
Yes.
Obviously, seeing Hailey in it, I die.
Yeah. And she seems to love Hailey Bieber, we're talking about. She seems to love.
Yeah,
Kevin
she
Mayhem.
Was wearing them last night or the night before. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw your story.
I got an order from Justine Skye and Lori Harvey and like a few other people. Like
Lori Harvey, oh my God, I saw her at Aloe the other day.
She's perfect.
Gawking.
I know.
She's perfect.
I've never seen her in real life, but yeah, I would definitely say something if
she
I did.
She looks better, if not the exact same in photos, like somehow better. I don't know. She also has
gorge.
A great energy too.
She's gorge.
Big fan.
But they ordered from the brand, which it was so like surreal. Like you actually placed an order. You spent your own money. You know, you found the brand. You liked it. So that was really exciting. And then there's like been a lot of people who have ordered and I see their name and they're like pretty famous. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can I tell anyone?
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's like a breach of trust.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I wouldn't tell anyone they've ordered. But like, I'm like, I know.
Do you ever like stick anything like, I would totally like send extras.
You know why? Because one time someone ordered, a big influencer ordered under like a fake name and they told me, oh, I ordered under this name. That's the name I use for packages so that brands don't send me extra stuff. Now they have my address.
I don't want to.
And I'm like, I kind of get it. Like sometimes if people send me extras, I'm like, but I didn't ask for that.
Yeah,
or I
get
didn't
it.
Want those things. I don't know.
Sometimes I like it.
Specific brands, I like it.
But the whole over...
There's
consumption
too much.
Thing. It's too many things in my house.
Yeah.
So I do get that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And also when I was thinking about doing it, I was like, maybe they just like want to be normal and like order online like a normal person and get it like a normal person, get what they paid for. So you know.
Treat them normally.
But I think honestly, Peyton, the biggest fucking pinch me moment is scrolling TikTok and just seeing a random person in it.
Yeah.
Or like I've seen people in real life. This girl in London.
In real life.
Getting my nails done in London. And she walks in and she sits down next to me wearing the earrings.
Especially when it's someone like, obviously on anyone, it's amazing. But when you see like a cool London girl coming in, like she has no idea.
Yeah.
You know what
no
I mean?
Idea.
Who you are at that point probably, or I don't know if she knows you
no,
at this point.
Of course she has no idea. But I find that almost like hardly anyone has any idea who I am because when I started the brand, I didn't use my platform. I just posted like maybe it was gifted to me or I was getting paid or like it was my friend's brand or something.
Yes. I liked that.
Yeah.
How you started that.
And
yeah.
then only recently I like put it in my bio and I'm like, I don't know, just slowly drip feeding it. But like every Q&A I do, people will be like, wait, is Heaven Mayhem your brand? Did I miss something? Like I've never been like, reveal this.
No, I know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, so we're going through the timeline. So you're seeing people wearing it. At what point are you in stores like Revolve?
I had my first call with Revolve in May, and I think it went in like July or early August, maybe.
Of 23,
yeah. Okay. So like this is, you know, I feel like we're getting a little confused. This year's gone so fast.
Yeah,
August 2023 was like 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is so fresh.
Yeah.
So then I got into Revolve and now Heaven Mayhem is in a lot of retailers. I don't know how many off the top of my head, but like yesterday we had two calls with two more. It's just like growing really well. And now I think I'm looking at, like, at the start I was like, yeah, I'll do it all. Now I'm like, all right, now we can be a little more strategic and picky.
So when you're getting into stores like that, I'm sure there's like a lot, they want a lot of stock up front. Was that, I guess, I don't know how it works. So is that true? Is that something you have to like produce a lot of stock and then give it to the brand?
Yeah.
Because Revolve has everything on pre-order too. So I'm like, do they have stock on anything? I don't know.
So with Revolve, and I think with honestly like every retailer that I found, I don't know if it's different for clothes and this is only my experience, but I was kind of like, oh, hell yeah. Like I'm good. If I get this, I'm good. And then I got the order and I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, what? Like, you know, what?
Yes. Yeah.
But they place smaller units at the start, like anyone, because like I said, they're testing it. They're seeing if people are going to buy it. So it wasn't like that crazy. I could take all of those units out of my own stock and then fill it for them. So it worked really well. And then now it's growing and growing and growing. And yeah, it is, I think, this is kind of a process. I'm trying to think how best to explain it. So when I first started the business, I could do everything myself because it was easy. If I didn't know something, I can just YouTube it. It's like how to do this on Shopify or how to do this on Canva. But now I'm at the point in the business where like I'm getting a lot of big POs so that brands are placing like a lot of product and I need to pay for all of that product
up front.
And I'm now running into like cash flow or operations problems. And these problems aren't problems you can Google.
Yeah.
And they're the problems that when you're starting a brand, you're going to think, oh, it's too hard because I don't know these things. But I didn't know them either. And I'm just teaching them myself them now and getting people who are better at me now, better than me to do it. Because now I have, you know, like enough capital to invest in these people.
And that comes later.
That comes later. And it's never going to come first.
Yeah. If you think about it from jump and let that stop you, that's another thing. You're like, do it or don't. You know what I mean? You have to adjust along the way. That's something hard for me to do in general in life just because I'm a perfectionist. But like it's been so freeing to adopt that mindset in literally everything when it comes to like even like getting back together with my ex.
Yeah.
I'm like, you make a decision. And that's one of the things that I'm a committer in a lot of ways. So like when I decided, okay, I'm going to make this decision, we're going to get back together and we're going to fix things as we go. You know what I mean? It wasn't, it's do it or don't kind of situation. And I feel like I take that so to heart in so many areas of my life now. And it's absolutely changed my way of life. It makes me feel like I'm really engaging and living my life rather than sitting on the sidelines and like waiting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And it's such a good feeling.
It's such a good feeling.
And to take action.
I think like, just taking the action. Because of course I had no idea how to do all of this when I started with my $900, but I also didn't have to do any of it
because
it wasn't relevant. Like all of these things that is stopping you starting a business because you think you don't know it, like you don't have to know it yet. You're just going to start small, right?
Yeah.
I will say though, I think like because we're giving a lot of advice to start a business, I don't think everyone is supposed to have their own business because the people that I have working for Heaven Mayhem, I literally couldn't do anything without them. And I'm like, thank God you don't have your own business because you wouldn't be able to work for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like, I think whatever you do, you obviously need to be passionate. And like, I think listening to these podcasts maybe helps like get the idea of like other things you could do. But I think like I value people who don't want to have their business so much because I'm like, perfect. Hopefully you stay for life.
Yeah. I think that's such a good tip because I think it's really important to know where you fall on the spectrum of, especially working for yourself. It's a very unique experience, I think. And I think now with social media and because, you know, technology has made it really easy to start things at least.
Yeah.
It makes it, it's given us a lot of ability to start things. I think it makes everyone think that they have to do something for themselves like this when sometimes it might not just be the right way to go about things.
Yeah.
You might be someone who is better at maybe taking someone else's ideas and implementing them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think, so when, let's talk about who you've hired. Because when I talked to you last, you were saying your team is really small.
Yeah. So my team was really small until when? So I started the brand in June. It was getting a little busier. And then at the end
of 2022, right? When did you start it? June 2022?
Oh yeah, 2022.
Okay.
And then at the end of 2022, I hired a part-time personal assistant to help me with social media, shooting content, and filling the orders because we were filling all of the orders at home.
Okay.
So she would come every Monday and every Thursday. She would pack the orders for 2 hours mm-hmm. in the morning, and then we would do like some content, and then maybe she'd like unbox some gifting, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to like August, September last year, she's literally coming at like 8 till 6, just packing orders 5 days a week. Sometimes we're getting someone else new. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're getting nothing done around here. Like,
yeah,
I need more help. So then we got a warehouse, mm-hmm. which then gave her, my assistant, more time with me.
Yeah.
So then that was the best thing ever. And she, I guess she's been with me for like almost a year mm-hmm. and a bit now. And she's really great. And then at the start of this year, only like 3 weeks ago, I've mm-hmm. hired out more people. So we have a freelance person in wholesale, a freelance person in operations. I have 2 people on customer care. Mm-hmm. And I have a marketing person who works for me. And mm-hmm. the customer care people work for me, but the other 2 are freelance.
Okay.
And I think freelance is a good tip because I cannot, firstly, financially probably invest in this high level of person on a yearly salary.
Yeah.
But I can invest in them a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And so that works really well.
Okay.
It also works really well to test, like, do I like them? Are they the right fit? Mm-hmm. Are we going to work well together? Because I've never worked a corporate job, and I'm not difficult to work with, but I'm unique to work with. That's mm-hmm. for sure. Like, he called me earlier and he's like, I'm like, I don't know, just the way I speak.
How are you unique to work with? How would you say that?
He just thinks I'm a bit of a character.
Okay.
He's just like, he called me. He's like, oh, I'm glad the financial meeting went well yesterday. By the way, yesterday was my first financial meeting I have ever had for the mm-hmm. business. So like, you know, all these things, like all these barriers stopping you, like I'm figuring it out along the way. Like, this is so mm-hmm. small. Like, it's just being figured out.
Yeah.
Even I feel like last time I did this podcast, I remember at the end, you're like, where can everyone find you? Like, what about your brand? I'm like, oh yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, that brand.
I do remember that.
Like, it just wasn't my life. Whereas I feel like now it's my life. So I feel like, this is what I'm like to work with. I don't know. I send a lot of voice notes. He's like, how was the financial meeting? I'm like, yeah, good. Now we just need to do the tax. He's like, oh, I haven't done my tax. I'm like, what? You haven't done your tax? I'm supposed to rely on you. I thought you were a reliable kind of guy. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, calm down. I'm like, yeah, I'm just joking. Whatever. I'm like, I got to go. And he's like, okay, well, should we call later? I'm like, yeah, maybe. I'm like, it's Friday.
You're like off the cuff. You're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yes. And like, my friend was in the car and she was, couldn't contain herself. She's like laughing at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, my friend's in the car. She apparently thinks I'm really funny. And he's just like, like, what?
Nervous laughter.
Yeah,
on
like
the other
he's
side.
Like, so you're so unhinged. But I'm like, well, you're the one that chose to work for me. Like, you can quit.
Yeah. So how do you find these people? So like, let's talk with your assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've hired some assistants that I work well with. I've hired some assistants that I'm like they're better at like specifically admin stuff. Yeah. So how did you hire her? How did you find her?
Let me tell you. So my assistant is an angel, literally mm-hmm. sent from the heavens.
Okay.
She replied to my story, like posted Rode lip balm or something. And she was like, ooh, I like that flavor, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She has like 900 followers,
mm-hmm.
a tiny little profile picture, and she's on private. I reply, thanks. Where do you live and do you need a job? She replies,
what?
I just moved to LA and I work at Earth Bar. Haha. Ha. I'm like, nice. Do you want a different job? Send me a resume and come for an interview on Tuesday.
What about this?
Don't know.
It just like something called you to do this.
Yes.
Okay.
I said to her in the interview, if this works out, it's truly the universe. Cause like, I know nothing about you. So mm-hmm. like, hope this is good. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not normal. Mm-hmm. It's me. It's just probably not like the quote.
Well, you probably, it was
way.
Like, was is it the morning you were like, I need an assistant. Someone DM'd you and you're like, okay, you can do an assistant.
No, I've been thinking about it for a while, but I was just like, I don't know. I just feel something about this girl through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, she was working for me a couple of hours a week. And then that turned into like 4 days and then 5 days. And then now like excessive hours.
Mm-hmm.
And what I value in her is she's pretty quiet. Which mm-hmm. I like. I like my quiet time because like I do like talking and like being loud.
Mm-hmm.
But then if someone was loud to me, I'd be like, shh.
That's my favorite thing about someone you're going to work closely with in physical contact, because I like to know that I don't have to entertain.
Yeah.
And as I'm a really bad boss because
really?
I just like don't want anyone to feel like I'm their keeper, which you kind of are because you're paying them.
Uh-huh.
So I always like, I almost make it a peer relationship, which is what I'm working on in my life. But I want to be around someone who can work and get the job done and knows what's going on, but I don't feel the need to sit there next to them and talk to them the whole time because I have to like focus on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's such a skill.
Like, we barely talk sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, literally, some days we barely talk. Like, we'll mm-hmm. be in the car, we won't even talk. I'll be like doing emails or like whatever.
Yeah.
But she's so great because she doesn't annoy me and mm-hmm. she, no task is too big or too small. And recently, since Heaven Mayhem's getting busier and busier, she's been doing some Heaven Mayhem stuff. But we recently had a discussion where I was like, look, I think you should just stay my personal assistant because I don't want to have to find someone else for this role. And like, you're really mm-hmm. good at it. And as long as you're happy and like we do regular check-ins, like almost like a performance review where I'm like, how are you going? Are you still liking your job? What don't you like? Come to the meeting with your likes and dislikes and your strengths and weaknesses mm-hmm. so that then we can go through and like decide what you want to do and don't want to keep doing.
Yeah.
But I really value like having people that work for me that we are friends. Like I invite her to all my like parties at my house. You maybe you met her.
Probably.
No, maybe.
I feel like I met some of the...
Wait, you didn't come to New Year's Eve, right? You came to the other one? She
the
was
Christmas
there.
Christmas one. Yeah.
She would have been there. So like... You know, she's just like such a sweetie. I would love her to like all, anyone who works with me to like be in my life as well. Mm-hmm. But I think there's like a small boundary. And also I want everyone who works for me to have respect for me and like realize, I don't know, that like I'm also a hard worker. Like pretty much anyone in my team, I'll always work longer and I'll always work harder mm-hmm. than. But I'm happy for them to be like way smarter than me and whatever. But I just like this level of respect that they know that if they're working hard for me, I'm working 10 times harder for everyone. So yeah, like, yeah. you know, it's very, good, I think, a respectful thing.
Yeah. So let's kind of pivot and talk about a little bit more into the personal assistant thing, because I think that there are people who listen to this who maybe don't see them in the role of a founder, but they see themselves working closely with founders, kind of yeah. like how yours has.
Yeah.
So the kind of tips there, I feel like coming from someone like you who starts a business and who needs things from an assistant, what are some things again that she does? So she understands kind of like working time. She doesn't annoy you.
Yes. She, look, I think there's so many different layers to an assistant and she's definitely my personal assistant and I could potentially hire an executive assistant mm-hmm. of someone who's more like more admin-y and more calendar and more emails and stuff. But she is like, she's kind of like a cross between my personal assistant, my little sister, my mom, my like... just like my yeah. caretaker. Like yeah, she, yeah. I lied earlier. Mm-hmm. I said I make my lunch every Monday and Thursday. Yeah. She makes my lunch.
Okay.
She goes to the supermarket. She, like this morning I'm eating my breakfast. She's like, well, you know, you only have two sausages left for Saturday. So shall I order some for Sunday? Like she's yes. got my life organized. Mm-hmm. Unboxes all my stuff. Like
she just, knows what you need before you need it.
She knows what I need before yeah. I need it. No task is too small. Yesterday, like, I don't even know why I'm saying this, but like she washed my jumper because
yeah, yeah.
it needed to be washed. And then mm-hmm. I have to do it. Anything that I have to do in my life, mm-hmm. she will do. Sometimes I text her like, quick, a friend's coming over, make my bed. like,
yeah, yeah.
Clean up.
Please. You know?
Yeah. And she's just like the biggest sweetie. But I think having her be so attentive and like be smart, like she doesn't just unbox something. She'll unbox it and put it away and whatever. She just does it all so nicely and mm-hmm. like very caringly. And yeah. so that makes me want her to be around and I like really value it. So I think if you were looking for a job like that, like that's what I was saying before. Not everyone is meant to be the brand founder because like yeah. I literally need her. Like I mm-hmm. couldn't live without her, but she loves her job. Mm-hmm. Like we even had a discussion the other day. I'm like, what can we do to make you like your job more? Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I feel like I need more work-life balance. I'm like, okay, well, that's probably a you thing. Like, that's not really on me.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to figure that out. But let's start you at 10 every Wednesday. So you have like more time for a morning routine. Mm-hmm. Fridays, you can finish at 3:30. And she's like, great, early Fridays. Like, yeah. you know, it's like she has a great job too. Mm-hmm. But I think if there was anything she wanted to do, and this is like speaking to anyone who maybe wants to go further in an assistant role, she could say, oh, I think I want to step into like Heaven Mayhem marketing or Heaven Mayhem socials, or mm-hmm. I'd like to try operations. All she would need to do is do it.
Yeah.
And like prove that she can do it very efficiently and is going to like drive the business forward. Mm-hmm. So I think an assistant role is so good because whether you want to stay there forever, which honestly, I want to keep her there forever because I like, love
please
her.
Please stay. Yeah.
But like, you know, there's so much room for growth if you start mm-hmm. with someone, an influencer or a founder or whoever, small, mm-hmm. because like if they're going to do something, you can easily slot in and do it with them.
Yeah. And grow it together. Because mm-hmm. then you become, I was speaking with someone, the career Contessa recently, and she was saying you kind of have to make yourself just kind of invaluable to a team.
Exactly.
And it's what you can, let's say there's things that other people could do or maybe could do better in terms of admin, but like the way that she communicates with you, the vibe that you'll have together, the mutual respect you have, and the way she kind of just knows things that other people wouldn't know and like knows about you and how to take care of you in a way.
Yeah.
I think that that's so and valuable because you're not going to be able to replace that.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I could easily replace all of this admin stuff, but like, where am I going to find someone so like loyal and, you know, kind and whatever? Like, you can't pay for that. It's like you are or not.
And I think I like how I'm picking up that you are very, very, very respectful of your employees and you listen to them.
Yeah.
Because you want to make it a good experience for them to be there.
I don't really want them to leave. Like, the thought of like being awkward with someone new and being like, so this is like where I keep my underwear drawer.
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. I love them so much. They need to stay for like, I always say like, she'll probably be with me for like 5 years until she like moves on to something else and maybe like has a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's always like, oh girl, I'm not quitting. I'm working with you until we're grannies.
Yeah. You're like, perfect. That's
the
exactly
other day, a couple of months ago, my mom was here and she was telling, she was like, bought these books, these like old books in the US that she were more expensive in Australia. And she's like, oh, you know, when I die, I'll have to tell Pierre and Luke and my brother, I'll have to tell Pierre and Luca to sell them. And she goes, don't worry, I'll tell them, I'll still be here. Like, it was so funny. So I feel like I am always actively trying to look after them because I'm like, you're in turn looking after me. You're only working to grow my business, like, or help me. So
It's the mutual, like, you kind of like need each other in a certain, in a sense, you need each other. So, okay, what else do I want to ask you? When it comes to getting your, I saw a clip of you already talking about this. I think it was on Sifs.
Yeah.
But I liked the, your take on getting, like, let's say your jewelry on Hailey Bieber. Again, it seems like, I feel like it seems like it's going to be this whole huge task. It's going to be like really difficult to connect with people and you have to do some major networking and all of this stuff. Your story is so simple, kind of like hiring your assistant.
Yeah.
I feel like, tell us how you first got it on someone. Well, we'll use Hailey Bieber because that's obviously a huge, you know, star that everyone that everyone knows and can look to. So how did that happen?
Okay, well, it was simple, but it was like the stars aligned, I guess. So I, her friend Justine bought the earrings and I was so excited about it. And then I saw that they were traveling together in Europe and there was a lot of content with Hailey and Justine. And then Justine was wearing the earrings and all of this content. So I was like reposting it and I was like, and I remember I did this TikTok and I was like doing a green screen like, oh my God, Justine's in the earrings. I'm like so excited. She bought them. She's away with Hailey. Maybe Hailey will think they're cute. Like trying to be like, you know, if you ever see this.
Yeah.
And then I had this psychic reading and so I just was like really high on life. And she was like really bigged me up in the meeting. So I was like, okay, cool. The next day I go to Community Goods and I was looking for my friend and I saw Justine and Hailey sitting there. And then I got my matcher and I was like, I'm just going to go say thanks because firstly, I'm high on life from my psychic. And secondly, like she did buy the brand and she has been wearing the brand. And I'm just going to go say thanks. And I had DM'd her from the brand being like, thanks, thanks, thanks. Whatever you want, I'm giving it to you. But she never replied, like whether she never saw it, whatever. So I went up and then I think they kind of thought I was talking to Hailey because I think that's quite common probably. Yeah, like everyone, Justine's probably like, fuck.
Yeah.
You're like the 20th girl this day. Like I'm over it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, I'm actually talking to you. And she's like, oh, I love the brand. Like, thanks so much. Like, blah, 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 so cute. And Hailey was like, oh, I have a brand too. Like, I know what that's like, building a brand.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if you ever want anything, I was pretty nervous, to be honest. But like now looking back, I'm like, oh, I would never be nervous. I just feel like it was stressful for me because I'm like, what if they tell me to like go away or like their security's like, ma'am?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I was about to say that could happen.
Yeah, I know. I would be so embarrassed. And then she was so sweet. And I was like, oh, yeah, I love Rode. And she goes, I know, like, thanks for supporting and sharing. I like, see your post. So I'm like, really?
Like, hello. Okay.
And then I, like, walked away and was just, like, high on life. Like, oh, that was fun. But, you know, what the frick's going to happen? And then her stylist reached out and was like, Hailey's requested specifically your brand. Can you bring it to the fitting today? And I was like, yeah, girl. I'm on the way.
Yeah.
Like, drop everything and come. So that was, I guess it was, like, really simple. But it was like right time, right place.
Yeah.
And also I had seen her a few times before, but I would never like, I'd seen her at the same coffee shop before, but I'm not going to go up to her and her husband while they're like having their morning coffee and I'm with my husband. Like, yeah, hey guys, I have a brand.
Yeah.
So I feel like it all just aligned well that like, I almost had like a reason to go up. Like Justine's a paying customer. I want to say thanks.
Yeah.
And like when I see
and she's
girls.
She's helped a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously at that time helped, you know, get the brand out there more. It's important to get it on people sometimes, I think. I also think this is the reason why I initially moved to Los Angeles for my specific job, content creation, because I knew that when I came out here, you're kind of immersed in the life when it comes to especially what we both do. Now, obviously, you're doing more business stuff, but when it comes to like the influencer side of it all, or even the podcasting side here, there's so many resources and people here that make it all so much easier sometimes. And you can have these interactions because you're in the place that these people are, which is what I clocked from the beginning. I was like, it has to be LA or New York. Cause I feel like at that time I really wanted to dive in. I was single. I was fresh out of college. Like I didn't have anything tying me down. So I was like, where is my ideal place to live to make this work? And Los Angeles was that for me, for the purpose of the sun being out most of the time. And because you're in the mix, you know what I mean?
But so this is like why people move here.
Exactly.
To make their dreams come true.
And I don't think you need to move here. I don't think to like make a business or to do content creation or whatever it is. But I think it does help to be surrounded by people who are doing similar things to you. And it's all the people that you want to put your stuff on and all the people that you want to mention you in terms of like your business. They're all in one place.
Yeah.
Here in New York, really.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. And also I think LA is very motivating. Before I moved, we had a friend from London who was kind of living in LA and he was in London and he told me and Cody, like, LA is so motivating. This was his perspective of it. But he was like, the sun's out. Everyone's working out. I think he's like a gym guy. He's like, everyone's working out. Like everyone looks good. Everyone's hot. Everyone's driving like $500,000 cars. Like you're seeing a McLaren and a Lamborghini and this like every day. And I'm like, interesting, but I get where you're coming from. Like a car's obviously your thing, and to be surrounded by a lot of these things that you're into, it's like, oh, that soon will be me.
Like you're an emblem of success.
Yeah, like you're the sum of the five people you surround yourself with. And if you're surrounding yourself with like the biggest celebrities in the world and the CEOs and like fast cars and whatever, if that's your thing, then like it makes sense to be here.
Yes, it does.
But I think, yeah, you definitely don't have to move to LA. And like, I think I'm just like worried that people will be like, well, fuck. Easy for her.
That's
she
what
lived
I'm saying.
In LA.
Like, yes. I do want to nod to it because I think that there's a reason that I feel like I've been able to, for example, do the podcast because I have access to guests because I'm living in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Now, that's why I'm coming back here. I want to, you know, record in my own place too. But like the value, I'm starting to realize booking people out when I'm looking to future episodes, I'm like, fuck, well, they're all in LA or I'll go to New York and, you know, deal with people there because it's just made the process of having guests on so easy. So I don't want to say that it's, you absolutely don't need to do it, but I do need to like give credit where credit's due.
It has
been easier to kind of be here and meet people mostly in person, because I feel like in the digital world that we live in, those in-person moments are really important.
In-person has like changed the game. Mm-hmm. Like even Sif, I met her, sorry, I like followed her and I like listened to her podcast and I'm like, oh, she's so nice, whatever. Like, didn't even know her. And now we're pretty good friends because like we just met once and I was like, oh, I love you. Like, I love the brand. And, you know, like if we'd never met in person, she would never really know who I am. Like, since her podcast, actually, so many people have DM'd me because I said on the podcast that I was hiring, which wasn't really a good decision because I've had a lot of good people DM me, but I'm only really hiring in LA.
Yeah.
But I have had so many people being like, oh, I'd love to connect. And of course, I'm like replying, but it doesn't feel that deep because I've never met them. But I know if I'd seen them in person, I'd probably be like best friends with them.
Yeah, it'd be different.
Yeah.
It'd be different for sure. So to end here, let's talk about maybe something that you feel like you, looking back, would have done differently, or like maybe a mistake that you made that you've learned from in the process of building your brand. If you can think of one. Because I also feel like you're the person that's like kind of makes a quote unquote mistake and it ends up being like, you're like, I'm going to make it work.
Yeah.
And then like you make it a plus or like a non-mistake, I guess.
I don't know if I've made any mistakes. Like I've definitely, to be honest, I've made a lot of mistakes with like reading things or like adding up. For example, I'll like order a certain amount of earrings. Let's say I order 100 earrings and then I'll like accidentally order 80 boxes. And then I'm like, well, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the hell am I going to package this extra 20? Like I do stuff like that all the time. And I always like get really upset with myself. I'm like, how could you be so dumb. So like small mistakes like that in the scheme of things I make all the time. So like, I guess reading things carefully. But I think stuff I've learned is like I said, done is better than perfect. And like, you can teach yourself everything on YouTube and by like online, just reading online. Like I've taught myself all my own ads. And I think if I had had investment, I would never have done any of this because it wouldn't have been my personal cold hard cash that I would have been spending. It would have been other people's money that I would have been like, oh, marketing agency done, ads agency done. And so I think, I hope that this is helpful, that like you truly can teach it yourself. And like I said, once these problems get bigger and bigger and bigger, you don't have to deal with them because you will have enough money to hire out then.
Yes.
But like, I did it all from the beginning. And I think that's really valuable because that's where you learn. And like,
yeah,
you know, of course I've made 100 mistakes, mm-hmm. but they're so small that I just like pivot and then quickly, okay, that's not what we do now. We do this.
I think that that's, I mean, really, I don't want to use the word inspiring because I think it's overused, but mm-hmm. I think it's, it really is like, it making it realistic is inspiring because someone can go out and take action tomorrow to start something. You know what I mean? And it makes it a little bit easier in your brain to just not inflate the problems that you don't really have. You know what I mean?
Like, cannot deal with people that will tell me every problem before they've started.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the problems of your business while you're running it and tell me like the pain points. Like, that's the conversations I love to have. But like, don't sit there and tell me why it's going to be hard because you don't know.
You didn't start yet.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're talking about how you only invested essentially that $900 and kind of just like went from there. But you did invest, and I don't want to overlook your time. Like, that's a huge resource that you invested, like all of your time.
My time. And of course, and I was so lucky because I mean, my social media job wasn't taking up a ton of my time. So like, I didn't have a full-time job. I don't have kids. Like, I don't have something pulling me in another direction. But yeah, that's the thing, my time. And I also still don't earn a salary. I don't actually, I need to look into that. I'm like, how am I supposed to pay for my life? Because this is my full-time job, more than full-time.
Yeah.
But I don't pay myself anything. And I think I'm really lucky to be able to do that because I have, I guess, the time. And
well,
like,
you're the sole owner, right? So this is like your asset.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not really paying yourself, but like it's an asset that you have that would like be added to your net worth, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely, there we go. Hope so.
I was thinking about that with businesses. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't need to pay myself a salary in certain ways because like this is an asset that I have. And if I can live off something else, that's obviously the goal. But that's a whole other complicated thing. That's, the paying of yourself and the
honestly need to like say no more because I know nothing. But I just think, I think you got to ask for some kind of advice. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm saying nothing.
No, go to someone else for that information.
Literally.
Go to YouTube. Go learn that on YouTube. Well, thank you so much for coming back on.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do a little note to self for the week. So
what's a note to self for the week?
So I have to think about mine for a second because I also just blindsided myself with that prompt.
Oh,
so right. I don't really know my note to self quite yet.
Is it like an inspiration?
Yeah, like something you need to hear this week, maybe a reminder that you need going into this next week. So I think for me, a lot of my time is usually my note to self is something along the lines of like slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
Or speed the fuck up. Like, do stuff. Like get it done. I think my note to self for this next week is be really present because I feel like I'm leaving Los Angeles. I had this whole thing the last time I left, but that I thought was going to be permanent when Joe and I moved to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to DC and he bought a house in Dallas. So I was like, okay, my LA days are behind me. Ended up, he got injured. He had to have his surgery out here. So we ended up moving back to LA literally like 9 months later after this whole dramatic like exit. And now we're back. So I'm never going to say I'm never going to be back. I don't know when I'm going to be back, but I'm leaving LA for the time being. So I really want to be present. I'm also going to see Joe next week. And by the time this airs, I will have already gone, but I'm going to see him next week. And he just had his first pitching start yesterday.
I saw your story.
In spring training.
He did really well or something?
He did pretty well. He did well for, I mean, especially coming off injury and all that stuff. He only pitched 2 innings, which there's like 9 in the full game. And they build up players over spring training. So the point would be like, have an outing, pitch this many pitches.
Uh-huh.
The next week, have an outing, pitch more pitches. And try to like, it's like practice basically. So he's doing that for the next few weeks. And I'm going to see a game next week, I think. I'm just going to pop into Scottsdale for literally less than 48 hours.
Can I come when he plays in LA? I've never been to a baseball game.
He plays the Angels one time in Anaheim, and then he also plays the Dodgers another time.
Oh, I want to go to a Dodgers game.
Okay, I'll tell you when we're doing
it. But I kind of want to get like Dodgers merch.
You should.
Would you be upset?
No, you should. I'm also, I have Heaven Mayhem earrings are on. I'm doing a full, I'm really going in for the baseball outfits. Okay, like
you're
going to
be the new like
the baseball girl.
Yeah, but like the tennis girls or like the NFL, the Alex L NFL.
Yes,
like,
my friend Morgan does the tennis stuff, and she was like, "I mean, just do what I did." I'm like, Morgan, I've been doing this actually. Like, I've been getting dressed for baseball games on TikTok, but no one gave a fuck, and now Wags are cool again. So I'm like, great.
Yeah,
no, we'll try this fucking again. We'll try this again. But baseball style, Heaven Mayhem looks so good with every baseball outfit.
Yo, I really, I'm the kind of person that like I was saying with the trend, I don't want to say like I started or I was jumping on. I never want to like big myself up. Like I very, very like that, you know, very quiet, very humble.
Yeah.
I will say Heaven Mayhem looks fucking amazing with everything.
It looks so good with everything. Baseball too, like the way the clothes are, I keep saying it, it kind of falls on the spectrum of like glam, sexy, NBA, NFL kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the tennis vibe on the other side. It's like very, very ultra preppy.
Yes.
Baseball is like in the middle. Baseball is like something like I would wear what you're wearing today to a baseball game. Uh-huh. Throw on like a vintage-y looking hat with some earrings like you're wearing. And this is what my baseball outfits look like. So love. I'm like really excited to, and the team is navy and yellow, love. Which like everything is perfect. I've ordered two Bottegas now.
What?
One navy and one yellow.
No way.
I'm committing.
Go.
I also think Bottega goes really well with Heaven Mayhem because everything goes well.
Yeah.
But like it's like a perfect match. So all my outfits, yeah. It's like I'm either wearing the gold or the silver.
Yeah.
So I need to get the new stuff.
Yeah, you need. Yeah, did I not send you the
look? You sent me a DM and I didn't answer.
I know. I was doing everything on DM. Like some of my good friends are like, sorry, why the fuck are you DMing me? I'm like, girl, it's easier. I have them all in the DM and then I can just like get it done easily instead of going through text.
Absolutely. Well, I recently, like yesterday, DM'd you back finally. I texted you about this first.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, fuck, I need to go put in my like order.
Okay.
But yeah, I need to get those from you too. But I'm just obsessed. So I think going into this next couple of weeks, it's a really special time for, especially with Joe and I getting back together, not super recently, but somewhat recently.
Yeah.
Going to this next season, which is just going to be a big season.
It's like
for
a
him.
New season of your life together as well.
Yes.
I feel like being present is very needed.
It is needed. And I want to just remember these moments because like, you know, if and when we get married, we have kids, these are times we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So I need to be present because I'm stressed about the move. I'm stressed about like the logistics of it all. We've gotten some stuff figured out, but I just need to be like here. And I think that that's something that I'm working on with work. I'm trying to get all my stuff out of the way so I can really just be there and creating like the fun content that I want to create that's not necessarily sponsored or anything like that, but it's around this new life that I'm going to be living. And I feel like the most important thing for me is reconnecting with what I want to do when it comes to refalling
in
love.
I think that's the most important thing for you too, because even just hearing you speak about it, I'm like, oh, like I can't wait to see, like I'm excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is...
Because I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So
I'm genuinely pumped. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what's your note for yourself this week?
My note to self. Okay, so I've noticed I've been feeling a little sad. I think because Cody's away, sometimes when I'm lonely, I just kind of need to surround myself with people that really light me up. And I think I have a few people in my life that don't light me up. So I'm really trying to also, I guess, be present or aware and like notice when I feel those feelings. So I guess my note to self is like, be aware of your feelings. Mm-hmm. Another note to self is I'm so caffeine sensitive, but I'm also such like a matcha addict. One a day is my cap.
Okay.
And I just need to be aware of that. So choose wisely when you're going to have it, because I've had two today and like my heart is racing the whole day. Like I feel a little nauseous. Like,
okay.
You know.
Yes.
I need to be aware of that.
Okay. That's a great logical note to self.
Yeah.
I like that you have one that's more like mental state and then one that's like, no, get this done. Shut the fuck up. Stop doing this. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Let everyone know where they can find you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll do it probably this time. Okay.
Okay.
So my personal is Pia Mantz, Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
My brand is heavenmayhem.com or Heaven Mayhem Instagram and TikTok. I also have a podcast, which you've been on.
I have been on.
It's called Pia's Pod. It's on hiatus right now, but like we've got loads of episodes banked and we're coming back. So
awesome.
That's me. Thanks for having
me. Thank you for coming. Thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.